First name Mildred, last name Sowell, date of birth 10/19/62, date of encounter 09/09/25. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today post a motor vehicle accident that happened on September 4th. She has been seen at two emergency rooms. One did a low back x-ray, as she states, showed no fracture. But she's had continued headaches since the accident. She went to another emergency room where they did a CT of the head. Unknown results at this time. She's alert and oriented times three. She is not disoriented at this time. It does state she has a headache with no changes in vision. She was given pain medications of Tramadol and Flexeril at the emergency room that she was seen at today. And we have coordinated for the records of both places at this time. Next paragraph, medical history, seizures, next surgical history, partial hysterectomy, next is allergies, Levaquin, pneumonia, next paragraph, social history, she reports no ETOH, and no smoking, no tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, oriented, times three. No acute distress noted. Eyes equal, round, reactive to the light. Ears, bilateral, appropriate light reflex. No cannular erythema. Nose, airway patent. Nares are unobstructed. Airway, no pharyngeal erythema. No tonsillar edema. Airway is patent. Neck is supple with a lymph nodeopathy. Respiratory system is breath sounds clear, abdomen soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system regular rate and rhythm, and skin is without rash or lesions. Focus neck exam, no cervical tenderness noted, limited range of motion due to pain. Negative Romberg's test. No step off noted. DTRs and upper extremities are within normal limits. Focus low back exam, positive tenderness, the lumbar paraspinal muscles. Positive muscle spasms noted bilaterally in lumbar paraspinal muscles. No tenderness to the fossas noted. Decreased range of motion, flexion and extension due to pain. Negative straight leg raise bilaterally. And deep tendon reflexes in the lower extremities are within normal limits. Next paragraph, diagnosis, cervicalgia, headache, low back pain. Plan, we'll get an MRI of her low back. We'll get records of the CT of her head and records of the x-rays of her back. Advise her to take the narcotics that were prescribed for her from St. Luke's, and we'll set up a follow-up appointment. Tentatively for 30 days, when we get all the results in from the studies, we'll determine the best case of action. Patient discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.